Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Welcome to the Jeff Fitter Show.
Hey, thank you for the parking spot, by the way. It was nice of you to have my name on it.
I just do what I'm told.
I didn't get the memo.
I'm sorry. You're right. Sorry. Thanks, Rachel. I appreciate you having my parking spot for me.
My workday wife. She tells me what to do and I do it. So.
And listen, you noticed that I brought you brisket, which I know you love, but I text her to make sure that what I was bringing her was what she wanted. I know who to keep happy with. Sorry. I mean, you'll enjoy the brisket.
I brought two pounds.
Okay. It's fine.
That's good for me.
So that's my barbecue buddy, the king of barbecue in St. Louis, Jeff Fitter. He was just on last week and he'll be on again, I think, tomorrow. And he's brought in a new friend, Jennifer Bardot, the author, compiler of Successful Entrepreneurs with Grit. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
How did this happen?
Well, his wife is in Resilience. That was my third book. And then I was like, Jeff, knock, knock, knock.
Nice.
So he decided to participate in this one. This is number seven.
Nice. Yes, that's exactly how it happened. And now, the Jennifer Bardot Show.
No, don't you do that to me. You've been a part of the whole journey. He's gone to the galas and everything. He used to feed all my expos. He's been a part of the journey.
Is that your real last name?
Bardot, yeah.
That's lovely.
Bardot.
That's wonderful.
Sometimes it's butchered.
Yeah. People say Bardot?
Yeah.
That's a kick
they
in
do.
The balls.
It's great for spelling, though. I'm like, Bardot. Yeah.
No, Bridget Bardot was such a big thing when I was a kid, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
So tell us about the book.
So this is the seventh anthology in the Grit Collection, but this is the first one where I've actually featured men. Prior, I'd only featured women. So there's 27 authors in this collection. They share hardships of grit, growth, resilience, intention, tenacity, which I trademarked. So the stories are hard, challenging, inspiring, failures, wins, all of it. It's good.
Mine has a bunch of misspellings in it.
It's nonsensical.
It starts off with, I'm so dumb, I dropped out of high school twice. I mean, it's fine.
It took you an hour to write me right words.
Yes. Well, I did it through typing, and at one finger at a time, it's hard.
Yeah. I have been working on the same book forever. For me, I physically don't like writing. The typing thing, like my hands feel weird, and you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I just don't do it because I'm lazy. But yeah, it's funny that you're here because last night I wrote on my show sheet, like everything fits on one page for a 4-hour show. I wrote hard life equals richest people because my life has been hard. Not as hard as some people. It's all relative. It's a bell curve. I get it. But now that I'm 60, I think I can go, yeah, that was pretty friggin' hard. But I feel like I'm a rich textured person because of it. Lots of flaws, very compromised, but if I were to die right now and there's like a tribunal and they're like, what'd you think? I'd be like, that was effed up. But my soul learned a lot, right?
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think it's also an age thing, right? So I read a quote the other day that said, the closer I am to death, the more I appreciate life. Yeah. And it's true. Like I'm 54, but now I got grandkids. Like all my priorities have changed. Like we were talking before we came on the show about the kids and growing up and how life was. It's different for me now than it was then.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I actually, now I only wrote a chapter and it was limited to words. Thank God.
Cause
it was tough for me to even get to that point. But
you're double spacing. She
was kind enough to give us a writing coach and I'm like, what are the rules again? And he's like, oh, this. And I'm like, no, can I make it big, bigger font? That's got to help, right?
14 points.
Right, ish. But that's one of the things that I brought up in the book is that, you know, when you're going through life at the younger age, your focus is taking care of your family. Your focus is surviving in some cases, right? And now I get to live life, but now I got grandkids. Mm. So now I work for them. Now I'm looking forward to leaving a legacy for them moving on versus what I did with the kids. So it's a pretty cool deal. It's a pretty cool deal. Kind of her to invite me
you're the oldest 54-year-old I know. You're talking about death on our
listen,
already.
Well, have you seen? Listen, I'm 54 years old. This, I don't know if you can, most people can't see me, but this growth on my face is almost 6 months. Like, I'm not a hairy person, but I finally have facial hair, so I'm keeping it.
Not going to lose it.
Not
I don't have facial hair. That was a
weird, congratulations.
That was a weird 60 seconds.
Too funny. No, I love all the struggles, and that's why I create these anthologies to showcase people's voices, because it is the hardships that create the hope. And I don't know, it's the mud which you're drawn into that really helps you like overcome your struggles and see your strength.
What initially brought you to do this? Like, what was the germ of your idea to start the whole project?
Yeah, so during COVID, right? I'm at home with three boys. One's learning to read virtually. He's in kindergarten. The other one's like changing his diapers. And my oldest is so smart. He's finishing all his homework online before school starts. And here I am trying to secure all these PPP loans because I was a banker at the time. I was a senior business banker. And my clients were struggling and the world was struggling. And I thought, what's within my tiny wheelhouse that I could create hope? So that's when the first anthology came out, and it rolled out to like six more. So I'm just really focused on grit. And the root of all that is because I have been struggling since I was in the third grade, and I will until I am dead, because I have dyslexia. And like talk about challenging and reading and writing. I couldn't. And I still have a struggle. But talk text. So when you finish your book, you got to talk to text, because that's the way I've been able to accomplish a lot of things.
I'll give that a try.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have found because... So I have a pretty spotty background childhood, which left me with many gifts, and but I didn't know that. I just knew I acted a certain way, and I felt a certain way that didn't seem to be the way other normal people did. And then over the past 20 years or so, I've done therapy, and just in the past year, I said to my therapist, I think I get it. I really do. I think I could teach classes on this. I understand how this leads to this. He said, I agree with you. You're a smart guy. But the bad part is that doesn't get you healed. Understanding things intellectually is like step one. Mm-hmm. And that after 20 years of therapy, well, you could have said that 18 years ago.
They keep taking your money, though. Right? Yeah. See, I actually have two masters in counseling, so I got you.
but I'm sure that resonates with you.
Yeah, for sure. It does. 100%. Yeah, it's like our brain already knows these things, but it takes us a while to actually allow ourselves to figure it out.
Yeah, you have to swallow the pill. You can't just keep it in your mouth. Like, this is going to be good at some point.
Does anybody else want Dave to be their therapist? Like, that would be fun.
Yeah, that would be
fun. All of us in real time on the radio.
Fair enough.
I had one therapist who literally, after 2 years, said, I can't be your therapist anymore. I've grown very fond of you, and I just want to be your friend. That happened.
Wow. Sir.
Yeah.
That's cool. Very unethical.
I was like, okay.
But also a compliment.
See you next week for coffee.
Right.
So you're saying this is going through insurance?
Yeah, I guess a compliment.
Next time they're buying, though.
Yeah, well, I'm going to start charging you $185 an hour. So tell me more about your specific chapter.
You know, I guess more my chapter mostly focuses on the how I got here. You know, I always we've talked about this at great length over some wine and beer at a barbecue contest or five. I always knew that I would be in the restaurant business. I always knew that I wanted to have a restaurant. At the time, I always thought it was going to be some kind of diner or some kind of short order cooking. And then when I met Terry Black and started cooking with Super Smokers, I obviously fell in love with barbecue, and that's where it ended up. But you know, every action, every opportunity that I had from a business perspective, I had to grasp it with both hands. While I was jokingly said I dropped out of high school twice, I literally dropped out of high school twice. I got a GED. I have no college education. Well, no college degree. I went to college, but I never graduated anywhere. So everything I did is just. Was harder because I didn't have that, you know, as now I'm older, I realize that, you know, when you're interviewing people and you talk to them about their education, it's not really about what they learned. It's about their commitment to it. It's about their ability to finish something they started. Well, I was just some dumb 18-year-old who thought I had the world by its tail and I'd make it. I'm a smart guy. I can figure it out. What I didn't realize is that I'd have to work twice as hard as everybody else. Mm-hmm. So what I did is every opportunity I had, I used it to its fullest. I learned everything I could learn about every aspect. I was very fortunate to work at a company here locally in St. Louis. I was able to rise through the ranks. But more importantly, the people that I worked with very much, and I probably didn't appreciate it as much then as I do now, and I've since kind of made those amends. But the things that I did, I was in the corrections industry. I worked for a commissary vendor in the corrections industry. And the installs, I was in IT, the installs I did, the places I went, the experiences that I had, the people that I worked with taught me so much about business, taught me so much about how to handle things appropriately, and I don't always handle them correctly. However, when COVID came, I literally sat in my living room with my wife, Michelle, and said, well, what are we going to do now? Like, we're shut down. We're in St. Louis County. We can't do nothing. Everything I went through while working in the corporate world, I was able to rely on, lean back on some lessons learned there and get out and get after it. And we actually ended up having a record revenue year during COVID, which really didn't mean much because costs are so high. We still lost our tails. But it helped me in so many places in so many areas. And I think that's, for me, that's one of the things that I think is very underrated when you're younger in life. You have all these opportunities. You have all these people that are, maybe not everybody, but everybody I was lucky to be around was willing to teach me as long as I was willing to learn. And you have to have that mindset. You have to have that ability to open up and see that. And that's kind of what, in a nutshell, Dave's the storyteller, not me. But that's kind of what my chapter is more about. Very is cool. is the trials and tribulations of how I got here.
Jennifer, what other kinds of things and other kinds of people do you have featured?
I have a mix of everything. I mean, women, men, all different industries, all different backgrounds. It's very diverse. I have Laura Burkrimper, who gave our foreword, and she literally grows businesses and then scales them and sells them. I mean, all across the board, recruiting, anything you could think of, it's in this book. It's like a mastermind, but you can read it. It's pretty incredible.
Do you have a radio comedian musician with ADHD?
No, let's go.
Okay. There you go.
That's four chapters right there, isn't it?
He's going to be in the second edition.
Yes, he is.
So is it out now?
Yeah, it's live today. So if you can find it on Amazon, or you can go on our LinkedIn pages. It's only available today for $1.99, our ebook. Hard books will come out later, but yeah, support the book launch. That'd be amazing.
I'm going to buy it today.
Yay, thank That's you.
Exciting. Nice thank to you. Meet you. Good to see you.
Thank you, thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 323. Happy Tuesday to you. Been telling you guys that we're going to be off on Thursday because the Cardinals have a 1-10 game. Just so you know, not that you care, but basically the way this works is if the game is after 1, then we typically don't even have to come into the office because the game's going to last until 3:30, and then the post game's going to go until 4:30, and then Wheeler and Paulie will cover for us. So Thursday's just a day off, and my boss had an idea, and it was a good one, and I was very, very happy to do it, that we're going to do about a one-hour podcast on Thursday, so that'll drop in the morning, and yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I love podcasts. I love doing podcasts. I think they are very different. I feel different doing them. They're just a different vibe. They are less professional, more fun. So looking forward to that. It'll be good. Thank you to my buddy Jeff Fitter, who brought us some brisket.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's rocking.
It is rolling. Mm-hmm. Rockin' and rolling.
I love that song.
Rockin' and rolling.
That was a me and Phoebe thing.
What's that?
What's it called? Seagulls?
Something.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. It's, you beach. Don't know anything.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why don't you know our meme from 2017?
Yeah, why don't you know the Stone Cold DGS classic?
No, you're like an alien pod a version of Wheeler.
From a time where you were not even living in this
state. You guys are bringing
state.
Up crap that's outside of my wheelhouse.
You're like, I don't know Jonathan Appleseed.
I know who he is, but I did not know the story of Johnny Appleseed.
Mm. What did you think it was?
I have no idea. I thought it was like a cartoon character or something.
Like Richard Scarry?
Like I had heard the name, but I never knew. Like, yeah, I didn't know that it was just a real guy that planted trees.
Rach, what do you got? You have many, many interesting stories.
Let me look at my sheet here. What do I want to talk about? Oh, did you guys see that? Okay, there was a rumor going around that Major League Baseball told players, just to be safe, don't ever drink Celsius energy drinks.
No.
because it has an ingredient known to flag on drug tests as cocaine. So a Detroit Tigers sports reporter tweeted, Celsius has an ingredient known to flag as cocaine in MLB drug testing, and although it's not officially banned, it's strongly discouraged. But then the reporter went back and deleted the post, so I don't know where this was coming from. But my first and Celsius has come out and said, "Yeah, that this is not true." Claims that Celsius could cause someone to fail a drug test have been proven false. There's no merit to these claims. But as someone who has drank more than my fair share of Celsius energy drinks. The first time I saw this, I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like, there's something very unsettling about that drink at times where I'm like, my anxiety is at a 10 all of a sudden.
I'm not, they might have stopped making these, but the Bang energy drinks did that to me really bad. Like,
which is saying something.
I know, which I consume quite a bit of caffeine. So when I was drinking those and I remember one time sitting in here and just thinking like, I felt like my heart was palpitating. I was like, perhaps I should avoid those in the future. I think I'm going to die if I drink another one.
And the funny thing is, if you just listen to yourself say that out loud, like, yeah, it's called Bang Energy Drink.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's probably not going to be the best for you.
What's the trashy Hoosier thing?
There is a woman who posted on TikTok about the fact that there's a return policy at Target where if it's Target branded clothing, you can return it at any time as long as you have a receipt.
Mm-hmm.
So what she does is she buys the Cat and Jack brand, which is a Target brand of her kids' school uniforms. Oh. She has her kids wear the uniforms all year and at the end of the school year returns them to Target. And look, I'm all for saving money and like, here's a hack to save you a couple of bucks. But that is at a point where it's like you are abusing. I mean, far be it for me to like stick up for Target, the corporation, but I just think that's wrong.
You're running a scam there.
You are scam. Yes, you are doing something that is wrong and we shouldn't be celebrating it. We should be going, yeah, this is not like a good look.
So I had a friend who is still is very schemey. Everything's a scheme. Everything's a heist. And he was telling me how Nordstrom will allow you to return anything, even if you didn't buy it there. They just don't fight you. And so he would wear out a pair of jeans he bought from Walmart or something and just take them back to Nordstrom and get money.
And he was bragging about that?
Oh, like, very proud.
That's the point where it's like, dude, that's just where I just can't get on your level and be like, yeah, good job. I think it's Hoosierific. Is the killer in you? Send a
smile over you.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have the think tank. Every Tuesday, we get together with a Republican friend and a Democrat friend. Today, we have Steve Ellman and Ian Mackey coming in. Right now, we have Dave Murray and some friends.
Happy
Is
dog.
That rain?
He's getting attacked
That's
by
rain.
Dogs.
Dave's
That's
being mauled. Someone call 911 for the love of God.
Now, Dave, if you hear me doing that, dude, I call 911.
Yeah, for sure.
Dave, I do feel like whenever we hear the dogs, it's usually rain. Is he like kind of your right-hand doggy?
No, Rain was born with a narrow... like a narrow breathing tube.
Okay.
And ever since like 6 months, she's a panter. Hmm. She doesn't have Cushing's disease or some other thing. She's all been tested for that. And when she gets a little warm, gets excited, then that's what she sounds like.
Well, now
I know that if she doesn't sound like that, then we have a problem.
Quite a shame or rage.
I know. Yeah. And I also misgendered her, which I feel
yes,
horrible
right.
about.
I was like, Rain is a lady.
I apologize.
Wow. Rachel, apologies are not allowed in 2025.
Beautiful, elegant, and very loud
you just
lady.
Keep digging that hole, Rach.
Double down. Let's go.
Thanks for asking.
Dave, seems like that boy dog of yours is a real panner.
No, it's just usually it's
probably
rain.
Getting tired of that, huh?
Yeah. No, they're both rain usually is right below me and Snowflake is just to my right.
Oh.
And, And they wait because they know after this live shot, they go for a walk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did they just react when you said that?
No.
Oh, good. Because
they know it's not time to go for a walk.
So I can't say that word around the house,
man. He's
got to
do the forecast really? First, no. And they do a couple of headlines.
Yeah, they know I talk for a while, but what they really wait for is my laptop to close. they hear that click. And then they know, that's it. We're going.
We should put the dogs in the chair and act like it's them doing the forecast.
Could probably do that.
Put the headset on the dog.
Snowflake would be good at that.
Yeah.
Are they good walkers? Like, my dog, Murphy, was the absolute sweetest dog I've ever met. Maybe even sweeter than Augie. But you put him on a leash and he was an a-hole.
No. These guys walk. Yeah, I mean, Rain's a slow walker now. But yeah. She still likes to do... A normal walk for her now, and then I'll usually take Snowflake out for another mile or two.
Mm. Would you consider getting something other than an English lab?
No, a lab in general, American or English, it would not matter. Mm-hmm. And we've approached that subject because, you know, I still think, who knows how long Rain's going to last? She's like 14 and a half.
Right. Yes. She's doing good, man.
She could be 18, you know, and yeah. I'm still kicking. Snowflake is about 7 and a half, so I figure I got hopefully another good 5 years with her, mm-hmm. you know, unless something weird happens.
Yeah.
And by then, you know, I'm getting a little old for a puppy, but we may foster labs after
move?
That.
Aww.
Yeah.
Never thought of being too old for a puppy.
It. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's there. You know, let's just realistic. Take kind of the average, you know, 10 to 12 years for a lab. So if Snowflake makes it another 5 years or so, I'm now in my mid to upper 70s. So that's mid to upper 80s. And, you know, and who knows? Now, the good side of that is that my son has said, hey, I've never known you without a dog. Never. You got to get if both of these guys go, you've got to get one, and I'll take care of it after you say I can't do it anymore.
That's a good son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really nice. Dave, I keep seeing local television putting Tomorrow in Red.
Oh, yes. Hey, why not? You know, get your attention.
I know you're not a fan of the theatrics.
No, I'm not. But there's two things. I'm going to jump way ahead because starting Friday afternoon, and it's just barely getting there. We still haven't gone over 90. But starting Friday, we have a shot of it. And then over the weekend and into next week, I think we will easily go into the 90s. I like a 90 to 95 from Friday through at least Wednesday or Thursday of next week. So summer is kind of trying to make up for some lost time. Tomorrow we have a cool front moving our way. It's a summer cool front. It will get through, but it's going to really take its time. I see two rounds of showers and thunderstorms, one early in the morning, like before 8 o'clock in the morning. That will be a dying batch of thunderstorms coming at us from the northwest. I don't really think it gets into the St. Louis area, and if it does, it's not going to be much. Then we go into a little bit of a break for 3 or 4 hours. And the question will be how much sun is able to come out after some morning cloudiness. If we get a fair amount of sun, then I think the atmosphere will get really juicy. But the atmosphere's got a chance to be somewhat juicy anyway. So the prime window of scattered, strong to possibly severe thunderstorms will be 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's a huge window. And it's just because there's a lot of unknowns with this thing at this stage of the game. I like St. Louis South and Southeast and East for the best shot of action as we go through. If I had to pick a time, I'd really be looking at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon for St. Louis. With that said, any thunderstorm should only last about 20 to 30 minutes. It's going to be very fast moving, rolls in, rolls out. Main features will be strong, gusty, possibly damaging winds of 60 to 70 miles per hour. Heavy downpours of rain, lightning, the possibility of small pockets of hail. It's not a big hail maker. I don't think it's a much of a tornado maker at this point, other than maybe a few small spin-ups. So we just kind of have to pay attention to the sky as we go through Wednesday afternoon. Scattered's the key word. Not everybody's going to see strong to severe thunderstorms, but they should be around.
I smell storm mode.
Maybe.
Getting close. I've already alerted the authorities. Michael is ready to go.
I was going
to
say, I know who the authority is. Dave, the first time Michael walked in and did the studio unannounced and started storm mode, I had no freaking idea what was going on.
It was kind of frightening. Like,
Very frightening.
Yeah.
We like to take over the station.
Yeah, you sure do. And we like you to.
He just like, he walked in and he sat down and he was like, give it to me. We were like, okay, here you go.
Yes, sir.
It's just like 2 hours of storm.
I've worked with a lot of people over the years, and Michael's right up there as top notch.
He's great.
He's incredible.
Yeah, most frightening.
Really
for sure.
Good. Really good.
And he has the best hair of any human I know.
Oh my God!
If you guys don't know this, like I know how it is. Like picturing your favorite radio personalities and the news people and such. Michael has long, luxurious, beautiful hair.
He's got a lion's mane on him.
Yeah. He takes it down sometimes. I'm just like, my. He's Shaw. Headlines, Rach?
Sure, but first I want to let you guys know that Dave Murray's forecast was sponsored by Chesterfield Fence and Deck. Chesterfield Fence and Deck is your premier provider of fences, decks, patios, sunrooms, and more. Call them for a free estimate today, now offering 20% off your next outdoor project. Chesterfield Fence and Deck, chesterfieldfence.com. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with that Schnucks Rewards app. OpenAI has secured a $200 million contract with the U.S. government to develop advanced artificial intelligence tools for national defense. The Pentagon announced the tech will support military operations and internal government systems, with work primarily taking place in Washington, D.C. It's expected to conclude by July of 2026. This is a crazy story. There are 88 children in protective custody after reports of abuse at an Iowa camp. Have you seen this, Dave?
No, I've not.
Multiple agencies were involved in this two-day operation at Shekinah Glory Camp. It's a Bible camp with a stated focus on helping adults and children suffering from addiction, run by the Kingdom Ministry of Rehab and Recreation in southeastern Iowa. A total of 88 kids were taken into custody and moved to a church to meet with child protection workers. They say the investigation is ongoing.
Do we know what they're accused of doing to the kids?
Just overall abuse is all I've seen.
It's just a bad place.
It looks like the organizers of this camp are saying, go ahead and investigate us. There's nothing to find. So this will be interesting to keep up with.
I don't personally believe in hell, but you almost root for it for people like that. Anyone who would hurt a kid, there's just something severely wrong with you. But someone who would use the subterfuge of, I'm a good guy, I'm a youth pastor, I'm a coach, I'm a teacher, I'm a this, I'm a that. Like, my Lord. Jeez.
Pope Leo has welcomed his first movie star to be granted an audience. He met Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of cool.
I'm just doing impressions in my head. Whoa!
Does he walk up there? Does he walk up there and be like, hoo-ah!
Look at that!
So as we know, Elon Musk has been accused of being on drugs. Well, he has shared the results of a drug test to refute these accusations. The lab results showed no presence of drugs in his system, including ketamine, ecstasy, and magic mushrooms. But he's being accused by the New York Times of using drugs in 2024. So, you know, posting the test now doesn't necessarily prove that you weren't on drugs 6 months ago, but I guess I see what
did he videotape the entire process from beginning to end with witnesses so we could see that it's actually him being tested? Because anybody can say, here's the results.
Yeah.
We don't know who did it. Now, I'm not saying he did it. I don't want him to sue me. I'm just saying it wouldn't be very hard to, you know, fool people and just say, I did this and this is the thing.
Wheels, when Bulger was here playing, they would have to do pee tests. And not to get too graphic, but someone would have to monitor it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would have to be down at eye level.
Yeah.
Okay, you with me?
Yeah, yeah.
The guy that administered Mark's urine test was a huge DGS fan. And so he was like, I can't tell you how many times I've been in the world's most awkward position for a man talking about you while doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to have in college when we did the drug testing,
awkward.
We had to have
the even person, more awkward.
The person administering had to be in the room, but they were not at eye level.
Yeah.
But they had to be like looking at you so that they could see you're not pulling like a vial out of somewhere and doing all that. Yeah.
Like they would use like fake penises.
Yeah. Yeah.
And fake urine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get stage fright?
Did I?
You have to do. No, anybody. Yeah. You know, the guy does the guy.
I think I'd get more stage fright being the monitor.
Yeah. Yeah. The trick is just make sure you like gotta go. They make you drink a lot, like drink a lot of water and Gatorades and stuff.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it, buddy.
You got it. Well, sometimes this feeling's gonna be so misleading.
She tells us that you are right. I said I'm... Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This guy, a 72-year-old man in Florida, was arrested for stalking and filing false claims after calling 911 on his neighbors 647 times this year alone, 2025, and he has called 3,400 times total on them, accusing them of they're shooting an AR-15, and they get there and it's like a kid's birthday party or something like that. And over the last 5 years, he has made 16,000 calls to 911 to file false claims.
Jail.
Yes, the guy's like an easy one.
Stop calling 911 for everything.
I thought you went to jail if you did that like once.
I did too. What a menace! What a terrible guy. Here's an interesting one. You probably have seen stories like on Drudge and clickbait, like married people live so much longer than lonely elderly people. Well, there's a new study saying that lonely older adults, I'm not sure how they define lonely, I guess just not being partnered, live up to 10 years longer.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Kind of a dickin'.
I wonder if that's like hope? Like, I don't know. Like, just to be like, actually, like, you know how sometimes these studies come out and it's like, this is kind of a contradictory study of the one we heard yesterday. Mm-hmm. I wonder if this one's just being thrown out like, eh.
Yeah, I wonder if in my lifetime I will actually know whether red wine and coffee are good for you.
Probably not.
I doubt there's anything definitive.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.